Hello there, athletes, swimmers, and triathletes. Mike here. I wanted to share with you 7 tips for colder water swimming today. As the time of this recording, it's March 19th, 2020, and we are in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. And so many facilities, pools, etc., have shut down completely. And so swimming in the pool is pretty much off the regimen. And so I have noticed that many people are resorting to, while it is still permissible, open water swimming. That includes yours truly. And so if you're just getting started with some open water swimming, and if it's rather early in your season compared to maybe previous seasons, right now it's the middle of March. And so depending on where you are in the Northern Hemisphere, the water temperatures, wherever you may be trying to swim, might still be rather cold. So I wanted to offer you just a few tips on how to make your first kind of jump into some cold water. And yes, this does include wearing a wetsuit. There are a few crazy people out there that do swim in cold water, skins only. But I will say you don't have to do that to do some colder water swimming. Matter of fact, this might be your only option, and the wetsuit and some other gear might help out significantly. So here it is, 7 tips for cold water swimming in the Northern Hemisphere. Welcome to the Swim Squad. This is Mike Jotatis. I'm your host, and this is the Swim Squad podcast for distance swimmers, triathletes, and open water swimmers. This podcast is an extension of our location-based swim coaching program in Louisville, Kentucky called Swim Smooth Louisville, where it's our mission to help swimmers of any level become a better swimmer. And now, because of podcasting, we can also reach you wherever you are in the world and help you become a better swimmer. The world needs great swim coaching and stories that inspire action, and that's our mission. To bring great swim coaching and inspirational stories that will ignite your inner athlete. Here's today's episode. Okay, so first and foremost, a disclaimer, my disclaimer. I want to say that the advice that I'm going to give here, let's say the tips are good, but I want to say the advice or maybe anything I say about my own personal experiences, please know that those experiences, that some of this advice, I would take it as anecdotal at best. If you're doing any cold water swimming, I highly recommend you do it with great significant caution for your own health and safety, and do not do anything of physical activity or activity like this, cold water swimming, without knowing that you are in good health and in good shape. You've been checked by your family doctor. You are in 100% good health to be able to do any type of physical activity. Okay, so disclaimer over. Let me share with you some of my experiences and tips that I have developed and used over the last couple of seasons while getting used to or adapting to swimming in colder water. So first and foremost, when you're first getting started, what I would recommend is preheating. So think of this as about 30 to 60 minutes before your swim. Start layering on some clothes and warming yourself up. Just getting yourself warm. Get the blood circulating through all your fingers and toes, your arms, your limbs. Put on a couple of layers if you have a tendency to, in any kind of normal circumstance, feel a little bit chilly. So that would include a couple of layers, pants, maybe a shirt, an undershirt, wool hat is another one. I will put on a wool hat, sometimes a scarf, and this would include even on days where the air temperature, if it's maybe in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, I will start literally like just getting myself feeling as warm or as hot as possible about an hour before I'm planning to swim. I do also recommend hydrating. Make sure that you are well fueled, just like you would for any workout. Be fueled up, be hydrated. A little side note here, especially in colder temperatures. And again, just some of this is reading that I've done and just purely anecdotal, but probably just good advice anyways. Your body is going to react or is going to have a certain way that's going to react to colder water. And you don't want to interfere with your body's natural processes to acclimate to the conditions. So in other words, you don't want to do any cold water swimming if you are, in my opinion, if you're sick, if you're hungover, as funny as that is to say, but if you have, if you're, you know, if your body or if your natural body functions are compromised in any way. Okay. So heat yourself up and be fueled up, hydrated, just like you would for any workout that you would do. All right. So that is tip number one. Warm yourself up right up until the last minute. You know, you're going to strip down those clothes and put on your swimsuit or put on your wetsuit right at the last minute. So you're getting that core temperature or feeling like you're getting that core body temperature way up there before you're about to go jump into the water. Tip number two, if it's your first cold water swim, here's my recommendation as far as expectations. Expect to just be okay with a 1 or 2 minute dip in the water, a 1 or 2 minute just kind of splash. And maybe you just tread water. Maybe you don't even put your head underwater. Maybe you don't even take any strokes. Okay. You're learning how your body responds to a completely new environment, especially if the temperatures are like I had personally experienced in the 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 50 degrees, 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's going to feel like a shock. What I would suggest is just being okay with a quick little splash for your very first swim, okay? The next time you go swim, aim for 1 minute longer. Aim for another minute longer after that one, okay? So on and so forth. As you're preparing to get into the water, I would suggest just putting your hands in the water, scooping up some water with your hands, maybe just dipping your feet into the water, the lower parts of your legs at first. Personal opinion here again, I feel like this just kind of signals to your body and to your brain that you are getting ready to jump in there, you know, so you're not, it's not a total shock. Contrary to, you know, what some people might think is maybe just plunge right in there, just jump right in there. Again, this is my personal experience and my personal opinion. I used to do that. I used to be the kind of let's just jump in and go kind of person. But I found that ironically, when it comes to colder water swimming, I prefer to take an easy way in or to ease myself in, starting with just scooping some water in my hands, maybe just spreading some of that water up my arms, onto my neck and shoulders, onto my chest, underarms, and then ultimately onto scooping a little bit of water onto my face, okay? Just so it's not a complete shock when you're first jumping into those colder temperatures, okay? So splashing some water, and you don't want to spend a lot of time doing this. So personally, I will take off all my layers, and I will sit down on the dock or with my feet in the water, and for about a minute to 90 seconds, that's my little ritual, is scoop some water, put it on the arms, put it on the legs, put it on the chest, underarms, over the neck, onto the face, and then it's goggles down on the eyes, and then in you go, all right? So if you're doing a wetsuit swim, so here's tip number three. If you're doing this with a wetsuit on, take the same procedures, okay? Same procedures. You're going to have your wetsuit on, put a little bit of water, scoop it up with your hands, put your feet in the water. I would recommend scooping some of that water, just opening up the neck around your wetsuit and just putting some of that down the front and back of your wetsuit, down your back, down your chest, just so, you know, it's like signaling to your body, like, ready, here we go. We're about to do this. Okay. Now, if the water temperature, again, in my experience, is in the 40s, 50s, 60 degrees Fahrenheit, It's going to be a little bit easier to get into the water with that wetsuit on, right? Because that wetsuit, it insulates. It does, once you've been in there for a minute or two, the wetsuit does fill up with water on the inside, right? That, and then that thin layer of water on the inside of your wetsuit is warmed by your body heat, and that's what actually keeps you warm. The challenging part with the wetsuit, however, is going to be your feet, your hands, your head, and your face, okay? It's still going to be cold. It's still going to feel like a shock, all right? So tip number four is the use of a neoprene swim cap or some kind of cap that is insulated. Neoprene gloves, neoprene socks, those are all fair play, in my opinion. You know, if this is your first time doing this, it's going to feel like a shock. So just go for it, you know, whatever tools you need. But I would recommend checking those out too if you feel like you're going to be really sensitive to the cold, and especially if the cold or if the water temperature is, in my opinion, probably like below 60 degrees. You know, you might want to try those items out as well. Tip number five, earplugs. Earplugs. Now, this can just be your basic earplug that you would use when you're swimming in the pool. When that cold water gets into your ear, or if it gets deep into your ear canal, it's uncomfortable. So I highly recommend that if you're very sensitive to that, just get an inexpensive pair of earplugs to keep that water out. Now, again, at this point, you're in the water. You've kind of taken the plunge, or you just slide into the water off the side of that dock or from the beach into the water, okay? And perhaps at this point, you've spent 1 or 2 minutes and you're done, okay? That's great. If the water temperature is a little bit warmer and you're going to swim a little bit more, expect that it's going to take, in my experience, somewhere between like 5 to 8 to maybe 10 minutes. That's fairly uncomfortable. It feels really cold, and you might even be questioning your own sanity, thinking like, what the heck am I doing in here? This is crazy. If you're there with some friends and you're doing this together, you're thinking, we are nuts. How did I get roped into this? All right. But the interesting thing in my experience is after that time period, that initial like 5 to 8 to 10 minutes, your body starts to adapt a little bit. And it starts to get a little bit easier, okay? It starts to get a little bit easier. And then you feel like you can actually swim a little bit. You know, maybe you've just kind of been treading water or breaststroking a little bit, and now it feels the water temperature feels comfortable on the rest of your body, but you haven't put your face down in the water yet, maybe. Now might be where you kind of feel like, okay, I think I can finally put my face in the water. I can swim a few strokes. All right. If the water's warmer, like in the 60 degrees, or maybe a little bit warmer than that, between 60 and 70, it's still going to be a bit of a shock onto your neck and your face and your head. But it might be easier to get through that kind of ice cream headache sort of phase. Okay. And then continue on swimming. All right, so let's assume that you're done with your swim, and now you're getting out. My number one tip for getting out is this. Get the wetsuit off, dry yourself off, get your swimsuit off, and dry clothes on immediately. Get all those layers back on, okay? Skip a shower. You might be tempted to want to jump into a really hot shower. Skip it, okay? If it's been significantly colder than you're used to, skip the shower, put your layers back on, get dry, put your wool hat back on, put on your gloves, put on some wool socks, put on some slippers, some shoes, a jacket, a coat, a parka, and let your body start doing its thing to warm back up. All right, if it's been significantly cold, your body has probably gone through a phase where it's adapted to that cold, but now it needs to begin the process of rewarming, okay? It needs to begin the process of rewarming. And it may be several minutes of fairly intense shivering. What I've experienced is that shivering or that intense cold feeling, it actually doesn't start for several minutes upon exiting the water. So you have a little window of opportunity there to strip down out of your wetsuit, your swimsuit, and get dressed. And then it's almost like 4 or 5 minutes into the process of being out of the water now, your body starts to do its thing and warm itself up. So skip the shower, the hot shower. To be honest, I've tried this, a hot shower, a bath. It's actually painful. So it actually goes to the other end of the spectrum and it actually hurts. Okay. So by all means, give it a try if you want. But in my experience, after doing many, many cold open water swims now over the last couple of seasons, I've just found that personally the best thing to do is use that window of time that I have from the second I exit the water to when the rewarming process starts, to get dried off and warm clothes back on. All right. After that, once you're clothed and starting that warming process, warm fluids, you know, warm cup of tea, warm cup of hot cocoa, hot chocolate, that type of stuff. Again, I would avoid the alcoholic beverages. I have read, okay, and again, this is, I'm not an expert, but I have read that is not the best thing for your system, for your body once you have exited the water. Don't compromise your system, your body from trying to do what it needs to do to warm back up. So treat this whole event like a workout, right? And I think you'll be good to go. So there you have it. Seven tips. So the first was preheat, warm your clothes or get warm clothes on and preheat for 30 to 60 minutes before the swim. Number two, be okay with just a short 1 to 2 minute swim or dip if this is your first time doing this. And then next time, just go for a minute longer and then a minute longer after that. As you're getting into the water, scoop some water on your hands, your arms, your legs, your face, your neck. Tip number three, same procedures if you're doing this with a wetsuit. Okay, so tip number three, wear your wetsuit and go through those same procedures that I just outlined when you're getting in the water. Tip number four, try out neoprene swim cap, neoprene gloves, neoprene socks. Tip number five, earplugs. That's a big one. Tip number six, dry off and get out of that wetsuit and that swimsuit ASAP. Skip the shower, skip the bath, just get right into your warm layers right away. And then tip number seven, start getting some warm fluids into your body, a warm cup of coffee, a warm cup of tea, or hot cocoa. All right, so there you have it. Seven tips for your first attempt at some cold water swimming. Take care, everybody. Thanks again for joining me. This is Coach Mike Jatata signing off for now. Just as a reminder, you can find me again inside our Facebook group called The Swim Squad. Just go to facebook.com/groups/The Swim Squad. If you need some help with your swimming, we have a group online coaching program called The Swim Squad Academy. Right now, if you'd like some more information on that and how to work with me personally, send me an email. Just send it to info@theswimsquad.academy. Put the word Academy in the subject line and I will respond to you personally and we'll see if that program's a fit for you. Until next time, cheers.